What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
I'm always scared to record when I haven't had David double check my shit.
Oh yeah, always. I didn't have Tom check any of my stuff. I'm just hoping that this fucking works.
I didn't either. So we might have to redo.
No.
So you guys,
don't
super
jinx
funny.
Us.
I will.
Don't jinx
so
us.
I'm scrolling through Instagram. Actually, I'm obsessed with a couple of different Instagrams, but one is Real History Uncovered, and it's like the most horrific shit I've ever seen. So of course I'm like addicted to it. And I scroll through Miss Scout Taylor Compton's post today.
And it's the most craziest, 20
minutes
shit
ago.
That you've ever seen.
No. It was you doing your self tape.
Yeah.
So you're doing your self tape, and I was like, blue streaks in her hair. And I got a manager, and I haven't put myself on tape for anything one time in like 3 years. And I got an audition the other day, and I fucking did it today. And both you and I did it today because it was due today.
Yeah.
I had it since.
Yeah, I've had it for 2 days.
Like 3 days. Yeah. So I was like, I better do this. But at least I did it in the morning. Normally it's like 5 o'clock. I'm racing the clock.
Yeah.
And I look, and it's the same. Scout and I are reading for the same exact role.
That's right, baby. That's right. Here, you're back in.
I love it.
We're about to.
I'm in good company.
Compete. But it's really, I mean, it's really fun though, you know, like now
I would love to see your audition. I'll send you mine if you send me yours.
Okay, cool. I did too.
I'm just so curious.
I did too, because
to
I put on my fucking little red bob.
Cute. Let me see.
Yeah, do you want to see it? Okay.
Yeah.
I put on my little red bob.
Do you
bob.
Feel weird wearing a wig into, well, you're not going in a room.
You're not
so
going
you're
in a
just
room.
On tape, so it doesn't feel as stupid.
So it looks like more, obviously, it looks more real.
Right,
like
when you're on camera,
because I was like,
yeah. "Oh, that looks cute on
yeah.
you."
Well, I didn't send the red one just because I was like, "I really like the normal hair." But
did you put that blue streak in your hair for it?
I did.
Is it just like? Is it like a color, or how do you do that?
I ordered it, bitch, and
oh.
and you should see my fucking arms.
Nice, look at you.
I was like, whatever. I was like, I'm either. I was like, fuck it.
It's a really fucking great show.
Well, yeah,
and a fun character.
But dude, I mean, you're gonna get used to it. Like back again, like getting so many fucking self tapes, and like,
oh yeah,
you know, you never know anymore. So I don't get excited about them anymore.
You know what I loved? Because this is my first one since the strike
was your
has
first
been
one.
Over. Yeah, since strike is over. So the fact that it's said on top of the sides that we do not have to learn or memorize our dialogue before our interview.
And
who's not going to learn their shit?
And do you notice, I'm going to wear this fucking.
There you go.
Hey guys, it's Candy. Candy is here and ready. You guys need to be on fucking
Patreon.
You're
on Patreon.
You guys need to be
Scout's
on fucking.
Scout's got a sexy blonde red shoulder length wig. I love it.
But this just is throwing it off.
The blue streak.
No, but also on these sides, they now have to tell you at the bottom how much you'll make. Did you look at that? Did you scroll all the way down? Just scroll all the way down. I love, because I did a series.
It was cut out of my sides, then I didn't see it.
Oh, no. It's when you're
it's in the email?
Manager sends you the breakdown. If you go all the way down, and I only know this because I saw it, because I did a series regular audition last week, and it was for a show that I really, 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 really love and I wanted. And it went series regular quote can be anywhere from 7,000 to 70,000.
What?
It depends on.
You don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, it was like.
Depends on what you're worth.
I was like,
so we have
fucking.
So we have $70,000, but
you might not
if you're
be
not worth
it.
That, you're not going to get it. So what is it? But it's the same amount of fucking work you would have to do.
100%. 100%. But they
so
don't.
What
care.
Is the difference?
Maybe it's your value. It's your value.
Well, it's like man. It's how men versus women used to be.
Dude,
it still is. You know.
It's literally your value as a an actor, as a person. I'm trying to make this legit. There we go. I'm
tuck
rocking
this
the whole
behind.
Time. I didn't. Yeah,
it's cute. It looks like you because I've seen you as a redhead.
I know. I can't wait. As soon as my wedding is done.
You're going to go red and short?
I don't know if I'm
going
to go
length?
Red, but maybe. It's just red is so hard to manage.
Oh, I like your side bangs like that.
Bitch, you like it? Bitch,
I do.
Who
I
am I right now?
Where do you get it? You just order wigs online or you go to this? Go? Are they? Is it like real hair wig?
It's
or?
Called TikTok Shop.
Really?
Yeah, baby.
I'm not on TikTok. I don't want them fucking. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be on it.
I know. So there's the
scary.
Live on TikToks now have auctions and they have sales. So this like a bunch
you're
of
just
wig
buying
companies.
Wigs.
Like this woman is just trying on different wigs, and people can be in the chat and go, "Can you try on 79? Can you try on 10? I want to see what that looks like." So I was. Obsessed while I was in
I
Kentucky
it.
And I ordered
you mean bored.
Bored as fuck. And I ordered a long red wig and then I ordered a bob just in case for auditions.
Yeah.
Really.
So much better.
Yeah.
To like wear something on at your house and not have to walk in there where they're like, that's a wig. She looks stupid.
That's. But I was literally, I almost called you this morning too because I was like, does this look fucking fake? I was like, does this look fake? I was like, I think
no,
this
it
looks
good.
Fake.
So I had my neighbor Leslie read my sides with me because
I was going to say, did David read them?
No, poor David. That's why I took a couple days because I gave him the sides a couple days ago. And I was like, just so you're familiar with it, just because it's been a while. And,
yeah.
You know, I want you to be comfortable. And I don't, but I feel like I'm more nervous reading with David than I am reading with other people.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous reading with Tom or no?
No, I don't, because I can yell at Tom and tell Tom, like, don't do it like that. Like, can you do it?
See, David would take it to heart, and I can't. I just couldn't do that to him.
Oh, no, I don't have that. But I do get nervous. I get nervous doing with strangers, because Tom knows me. You know, if I can pronounce a word or I say something wrong and he corrects me, and I'm like, shut up. Stop it. Doesn't matter.
See, I would so much rather do it with a complete fucking stranger.
Wow, we're not twins
That's
in this.
Weird. We are not. I wonder why that is. That's so interesting. I think I'm worried more about what you think of me if you know me versus if you don't know me, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
If I fuck it up or you think I did a shitty job or whatever.
Yeah.
But my husband, I'm like, you know, I'm always like, it's like what we were talking about last week a little bit, like feeling almost boasty or like, you know, there's times where, don't you think there's times where you're like, I did really good in that. I hope my fucking man knows how awesome I was in that movie. You know what I mean? Like how hard that was for me. But your man's an actor, so it's different.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like David not being an actor, do they realize like what it, how hard of a job it actually can be a lot of the time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
It's like you see people that come up to you to con and they're like, oh, I would love to die. Oh my God, I want to do a horror movie. It's my dream. I would love to die on film. And you're like, do you know what it takes to make a horror movie? Do you know how fucking hard? It's not 90 minutes.
Yeah.
That's like a whole movie that you watch. It's like days and days and days of being fucking uncomfortable and miserable and emotionally just absolutely drained of everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if people would want to do it. Or do you think fans would be more fans if they knew how hard it was for us to make, for everyone across the board to make horror movies?
I think that goes for any sort of job, really. you know? Like, you really don't know what it takes for people to walk in their own shoes until you,
yeah,
you know, have done it.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, I know we've talked about this. Like, what's another job that you would have done if it wasn't acting?
I mean, psychiatry. Actually, not psychiatry, probably just like an analyst.
I would have been probably a teacher, but like, my God, I would have been so fucking stressed. I'm wondering if I would have been more stressed being a teacher than what I am as an actor, director. It's like...
Well, I think you could be creative as a teacher. Like, there's shit my kids bring home. I'm like, wow, where did the teacher find
this
stuff?
Probably would
and
have
where
loved.
Did they find this before the internet?
Yeah.
You know, like, how did you figure out what to do with 24 kids that are 5 years old?
But then you're also dealing with 24 kids.
25 kids. Yeah.
Every
and
day.
That's a small class.
Every day.
You know, I know.
Yeah.
I can barely deal with four of them.
Yeah.
When all the kids are here and the neighbor's kids are here and all that shit. It was Valentine's Day yesterday. I had my mom's birthday party. Birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
So happy birthday, Mom. So she came over and David made meatballs and made a whole big dinner and all this thing. And there were kids in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that story, except other than there was too many kids in the house.
Yeah.
And Carter's birthday party is this weekend. So that should be interesting. There's going to be like 40 kids in the
what
house.
What are you guys doing?
I rented a video game truck.
Oh.
So a truck, like a semi comes and like they take the inside of the truck is all seated with like eight video game screens and that like all the each one can play like four players of whether it be Wii or PlayStation or is that even a thing? Yeah, PlayStation 5 or like not Wii. All of that like, you know, boy stuff. But Jagger is no longer allowed to play Fortnite, so.
Oh no, what happened? What did Jagger do?
He was pretending to shoot people on the playground, which I had a feeling. I was like, he's so obsessed with all of that stuff. Like, I got to be careful. And yeah, so he's grounded.
That's why I think those games are really dangerous for our children. I don't know.
I know.
Think it's like, I don't think it's, okay, you may be a really fucking cool, responsible parent, but it's the other kids that are playing those video games that don't have the cool, responsible parents that then when you go to school and you go, hey, I played Call of Duty. And
right.
Then it's the kids that don't have the structure and the common sense parents that teach them right and wrong mixed with the fucking kids that know right and wrong that just destroy. They just destroy it. So I'm always
dude, Jagger, or Carter last night was like, Mommy, this guy that I was playing with, he had the Michael Myers music on it. So I turned down the sound in my headphones. Because there's like a Michael Myers skin, they call it. So you can like buy this, like a mat. Like you buy the outfit, essentially, that you go fighting in.
Oh, crazy.
And I said, how do you hear? Do you hear them? And he's like, I can hear them talking.
Yeah,
people
they talk,
that he's playing
Daniel.
With on the internet.
You didn't know that, right?
He's like, but they don't hear me.
But so these kids.
They talk.
Yeah.
I know.
And these kids.
Because my kids talk to each other. And I said, don't ever tell anybody. If Michael Myers
really
comes on. You know, the your video game, don't ever tell anybody that I'm your mom.
They don't
please.
Have the headset, right?
They do have a headset.
Danielle, you gotta be so careful.
But they usually, but they're on private. They've been on private where they only play with their three friends.
Good, good, good.
My nephew and his neighbor and whatever.
Because it's not just children on there.
Oh no, it's adults with Nate with like voice changers and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. And there has been cases where kids have given their home addresses to these pedophile men out there.
Yeah, who try to come get them.
Yes. So
come to my house, motherfucker.
Private. Keep it private.
Come to my house. I don't have to rely on the judicial system to lock your fucking ass up. Come to my house and I will take care of you
here goes
for
Danielle.
You.
She's
so
been
all
to the, gun
parents
range and now she wants
don't
to
have
fucking
to fucking
shoot
do it anymore.
That comes in our house.
I'm a member now, bitch.
Oh my God, here it comes.
Are
so
you
you're
kidding?
Enjoying
I'm gonna
your,
have a daily carry.
You're enjoying your gun, what is the club, Soho House?
Freedom.
Your gun Soho House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my gun Soho House. Yes.
when you
it
sent
was
me
funny
that,
I
thought
it's
it was
so beautiful. It's so nice, and there's nobody in there. So it was like David and I were, you know, he's just working with me. So it's you know, downstairs, again, there's like a lot of people with like their cameras and they've never shot a gun before and there's all this shit. And I'm sure everyone's tired of me talking about guns. But
I mean, it's a new discovery for you. And I think it's interesting for people like me that are not really big fans of gun, but to hear a woman that wasn't really into guns, but now moving to a state where it's, you know, a different rules. It's interesting to hear.
I mean, you know, I feel like you just have to have proper education and training and respect for it.
Yeah.
And I think once you do and you're not afraid of it and you understand how to use it and you train with it, it's a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
I'm not, I mean, even from the first time I went to this particular range to this last time with, or this new gun with this other one, I felt way more comfortable this time. I also noticed that chewing gum helps me not like get nervous and tense up. Like I need something else to kind of like, I get why like ball players like have something in their mouth because it almost like focuses you but calms you at the same time. It's a very weird thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very, very
Speaking
weird
of sports,
thing.
What'd you think of that football game?
Fucking awesome. I was stoked.
I was too.
I was really, really happy for them, except my son wants to go cut his hair tomorrow like Patrick Mahomes. And I'm kind of trying to tell him, I'm not quite sure if that will work for
cool.
you. But you got super, he's like, I got curly hair. And I'm like, we can try it, you know? And then he said somebody else's, but they had dreadlocks. I was like, I don't think you're going to be able to grow dreads.
Fuck yeah. My Carter. God. Carter with dreads? Yes. Anti-Scoot is all for it. Anti-Scoot is all for the dreads.
He is just all fucking about it. So the first half was a little bit boring and I was like, come on, like, let's go. And then after like the halftime show, then, you know, I feel like I was a little bored with the halftime show. I love Usher. I don't really want to rip your shirt off. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of like, okay, you still got it. That's good. I know a lot of guys, like my neighbor was saying when he was here last night, he was like, I saw it. And I was like, dude's got a six pack. Like I need to get back in the gym. Like he's fucking ripped. Like, I don't know.
I
was just like, eh, yeah. We don't need to do that. Was that planned? Did someone plan that or did he just feel in the heat of the moment to like rip his shirt off? What do you think?
Oh, it was planned. 100%.
It was planned.
100%. I think, you know, I'm trying to think of, you know, back. Oh, I'm not saying that Usher isn't relevant, but I'm trying to think of like when Usher was like hot fucking shit. And
when I was going to the clubs.
I think that was like his thing was like the shirtless thing. Like everybody was like, you know, like, oh my God, like look at Usher's body.
Can I just talk about black guys for a second?
Yeah.
I was listening to OnlyFans has a podcast and I was listening to a couple of these women talking and, you know, I like to watch porn and I'm going to say like 98% of black men that do porn look like they have their shit together. They are fucking tight. They are like ripped and I'm sure they smell good and they take care of themselves and they fucking show up and they're dressed. Why do white guys feel like, and maybe, listen, I'm talking about white men. Let's just use porn as an example. Not everybody out there, but a lot of times I see white guys in their late 40s or 40s in porn, even over 35. They're kind of like, been accepted because they've got a little bit of dad bod or a little bit of this or a little bit of that or maybe their muscles weren't like this, but brothers.
But it's also like white men that hang around and have a lot of black friends that also equally take care of themselves.
They eat clean, they eat well, they work out.
Style and stuff. Yeah. I was watching some of their style and stuff and I looked at Tom and I was like, see? It was like this.
I mean, listen, I don't know if you've ever experienced this. Every brother that comes to a horror convention, and there's not a ton, you know, there's mostly white guys or Hispanic guys or Asian guys. Black guys aren't the norm at a show. And every time, mark my fucking words, and I'm going to show you next time, they all smell delicious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've got other guys who's like their breath or their BO or they smell like cigarettes or
I think they need to just
whatever.
Rub and their
dude,
their natural secret power. I mean, you know what
I don't
it
know
is?
What it is.
It's their fucking mothers. It's their fucking
it's
their
moms.
Mothers
yes!
raising
it's
them motherfucking
be.
Right. Motherfucking right. And also being
take
like, fucking listen
of
to me.
Self.
Take
yep.
care of yourself. Take care of your fucking
right.
wife. Don't listen to any
That's
fucking
right.
bullshit. Be who the fuck you want. That's what it is. That's what it is. Their mommies fucking raised them right is what
yeah.
happened.
a brother, literally I'll see a brother standing in line and I'm like, I bet you, and I know I've said it to people that are sitting with me. I'm like, I bet you he smells good. I bet you he smells good. And as soon as I'm there, I'm like, I knew it. I knew you would smell good. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. They just fucking take care of themselves and they're raised right by their mothers. So come on, white guys, step it up a little bit. Like,
I think,
you know, take care of that shit. Eat well. Don't eat shit. I don't know. Listen, one of the things I love is my sense of smell. Big deal. One of the things I love about my husband, and he puts on cologne before he goes to bed. He takes a shower, puts on cologne. He always smells delicious. He's always brushed his teeth. He's always been taking care of himself. I mean, he eats like shit a quarter of the time. But, I mean, who doesn't eat like shit a quarter of the time? Could live on fucking French fries, but.
Yeah, Tom is, it's so funny, yesterday too, because it was Valentine's Day, and we both got food poisoning the night before. So
fucking kidding.
And I was scouting the night
before. Never mind. I don't know. Why does everybody ask what you eat?
No, this is what it is.
After you tell them you got food poisoning.
Tom needs to fucking stop. Tom, you fucking listen to me right now. You need to stop buying chicken from Ralph's. Stop buying chicken from Ralph's. It made our dog sick, and now it made us sick.
Oh, yeah. There's that documentary I told you I watched a couple weeks ago. You'll never eat shit. You'll only eat like good quality. If you're going to eat meat, whatever it is, chicken, meat, fish, buy it from a good source. You know where it's coming from.
Not
organic,
Ralph's.
Small farms. Probably not Ralph's.
I'm like, we're only getting our chicken from Whole Foods and Trader Joe's.
Yeah, exactly. Even Trader Joe's
That came out of my mouth, I was like, but it's fucking true, man. I can't it's suffer true. Through this food poisoning. That was a nightmare. I mean, I lost fucking 4 pounds, but I was like best friends with a toilet. I was like vomiting.
I went to Costco and they had Kobe organic prime filet mignons. Mm. And I was like, oh my God. It's $100 for four, like, pretty big, like 6 to 8 ounce pieces, which are large. And I was like, I can't spend $100 on, I just can't. Like, that's insanity. Like, was it going to be me and Carter and David? Like, I'm going to have $100, you know, steak. But then it probably would cost that for one. So I was like, you know what? It's all if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it properly and eat something that's been taken care of and raised well. And, you know, there's just a difference. And I bought it. And then I actually made two for one night one way. And then the next night I made fucking filet mignon tacos. They were fajita tacos and they were so good. I was like, why aren't I always making fajitas with filet mignon, Kobe? Like, if you're going to do it, like, fucking, you only live once. I don't know. Every once in a while, it's not like I'm eating that shit all the time. I eat fucking McDonald's and all that crap too, you know, unfortunately, but whatever. Or chicken nuggets or, you know, I got kids, so I eat like shit a quarter of the time.
You can tell that,
but damn.
Danielle and I, you can tell that Tom and I are not parents and we're still in our 20s because we're making stupid fucking mistakes. But after he had food poisoning, but a different, and see, Tom doesn't get embarrassed at me talking about this. He had diarrhea. I was vomiting. Yeah. So we had different.
Oh, amazing. Different things. You were sharing the toilet?
No, we have two bathrooms. So different.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we have two. He goes to the back one that's like the dog's.
Oh, okay.
And I go,
the front ones is the front, yours by your room is yours. Yeah. Okay.
I go to that
one. Okay, got it.
So yesterday, so last night we finally felt better. And so we were like, well, what are we going to order? Because he planned this pottery class, but we couldn't go.
Aww.
Yeah. So he's like, what do we order? And we ordered pizza.
Oh, smart. That's good.
Spicy pepperoni pizza.
Spicy. Such an idiot.
Such morons. Still not grown up.
Oh, no.
Still don't understand common sense. But we literally looked at we shouldn't do this. Okay.
As you're pouring ranch and fucking sriracha.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So this morning we're both like, our stomachs are hurting so bad. I'm like, wow, we're just like two fucking 20-year-olds. Like, if
I did think when you came, when you hopefully eventually come here, if you come here, that I'm going to have to teach you like how to cook all the time.
Yeah, you are.
I literally cook everything and I cook pretty much every meal.
Yeah, you are. You are.
I'm going to have to give you – I was going to do it the other day. I was making something, and then I was like, I should just video this because this is so easy, and Scout could do this in like 5 minutes.
Should we make a horror cooking show?
Where I stab you to death because you drive me nuts in the kitchen.
No, it's...
And I'm like, how do you function? How do women and men not know how to cook nowadays? I mean, I guess that's a dumb question.
Well,
you
it's
guys
from
just
our
have
fucking home life, Danielle. Like, does your mom, did she cook for you?
All the time.
Okay, my mom did. It was fast food.
Oh, yeah.
It was
my
fast
mom cooked
food.
All the time, every meal. I actually literally said last night, literally, I've got to stop saying that word. Catch me. Every time I say the word literally, because I've been called
take
out
a drink.
On it lately. Thanks, Matt. That's right. He's like, I'd be fucking wasted. I'm trying not to say it. And I realized by watching Vanderpump Rules that they say it every five words. So I've gotten that shit from watching Vanderpump Rules, and now my children say it. So I've got to be careful not to say literally
okay,
all
now I'm gonna,
the
like, look
time.
Out for it. Did you take an edible?
I did. But it hasn't kicked in yet. It hasn't kicked in yet.
Yes, it has. It's slowly entering the brain.
Nah. It's probably, yes. I'll tell you, though, I'm so much more creative and, like, things are, like, I'm telling you, Scout,
did you do
I
your audition stone?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, that,
Oh, my God,
like,
I couldn't do
that. I wonder what
that
would have been like. It would have been really funny.
But
it would have been funny.
I mean, she's already kind of like, you know, yeah. So I was like, I don't want to. Honestly, it really comes down to I just wanted to try to have my glasses off for at least one of the scenes. And I was like pretty much off book, but being nervous, being my first time doing one in a while, I was like, well, so I didn't want to be stoned because then I would definitely not be able to read. Because when I'm stoned and all my glasses on, I can't see anything.
Okay, yeah.
Like my vision is like gone.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about, but I know. Old.
But going back to the cooking thing, I mean, it's like,
yes.
You know, maybe there is something there for you and I, because there's worst cooks in America.
I know.
So you can be.
So I'm me to teach you the worst cook. Doesn't Selena Gomez have a show like that? Or she just learned?
She's being taught by all these like famous
amazing
cooks
chefs.
And stuff. Or whatever, but
that's why I like Jennifer Garner went on her Instagram, because she's always like in first thing in the morning, like making shit and fucking up and calling her mom and like, you know, doing like being normal and like wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt, and she gets shit everywhere. And I just love watching that. You know who else I love? I mean, I talked about her, Whitney Cummings.
Yeah.
Fucking love her. I've seen her in stand-up so many times. I love everything that she's created. I've always loved her. Now she has her baby boy. And I'm like, I get starstruck because I'll just put like a heart or something and she'll like, I'll write like, I love ya. I don't know her. I never met her before. She has no idea who I am. But she'll message me back.
Oh, that's
DM
great.
Me back.
That's great.
Have you ever had someone?
Yeah.
Do that to you? You're like, yeah, Whitney Cummings does it to me.
No, but it's really cool. Like the last person that it really was Tyler Childers, which is a musician that I really, really love.
Okay.
Country
I was
artist.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Country artist. You should listen to his music. I feel like you'd really dig
it. Yeah, know
it.
What I do. I do know who he is, because that's pretty much what I listen to now anyway.
A lot of his songs will be at our wedding. So you know what's happening? I am having... I woke up this morning. I'm having the most difficult, annoying, hard sleeps of my life.
Mm. You have anxiety.
Yeah.
You can take a Xanax.
Dude, I woke up and...
It's not going to end. It's not going to end until
this shoot's
after
over.
Your like fifth day of production. You're going to just have to crash a little bit.
I know. So I literally... sent my producer a voice note and I was like, dude, I just had a fucking dream that you made me go to fucking Thailand and prep the movie. And I was like, why the fuck do I need to go to Thailand and prep this movie? I was like, why can't I hop on a Zoom? It's like, why can't I hop
oh
on
my
a Zoom?
God.
It was like, I'm going to get back and have to get used to this time zone. And you know, my DP texted me or he called me yesterday. Now that we're locking in our locations, he called me yesterday and he was like, so yeah, I'll see you Tuesday. I was like, wait, Tuesday? Oh my God, Tuesday. I'll see you Tuesday. Like reality is hitting me that like it's getting closer and closer and closer. And you know, a lot of shit isn't done. So I think that's what's getting me anxiety.
Right. I think it was your UPS. Somebody called me yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was yesterday or the day before yesterday. Yeah.
Good.
And they were like, hi, is Danielle Harris there? I was like,
that's me.
Yes. Like, should I say no? Or yeah, I don't know who this is. Like, it was very, I was like, is this someone that got my phone number somewhere?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I was like, this is her. And he was like, hi, I'm, you know, Brooke Schmidt, blah, blah, blah. And we started starting. He's like, oh, you should be getting an offer any day now. Yeah. And I was like, I mean, I already know. And then he said something like, you know, don't want to lock in the days because this and that. But if you need anything, I'm like, I kind of know what's going on.
I made him do that.
This bitch is texting me
all the time. I just made him do that just because I was like, all these people are waiting for their deal memos. But, you know, we're waiting for the SAG approval should be coming any day now. Should be today or tomorrow. And you can't officially send out the offers until you have your SAG. Right. Like, you're fine.
Yeah. Check.
But, yeah. So that's what's been going on. So I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, these people need to know. Like the dates. That's why I sent you the dates. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I just want to send them so they kind of have an understanding of like when their dates are.
Right. I think I'm just going to have to stay. I think I'm just going to stay in LA. I'm not going to really have time to like go back and come back, you know? Yeah. So I'll just stay and get some stuff done.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
So look, this is what Cummings.
What'd she say to you? Danielle, I love you so much. I want to have sex with you.
I would have sex with her in 2 seconds. She's probably a fucking great in bed, I bet you. You're the best. She replied to my story, a heart, and I wrote, you're the best. And she wrote, oh, love you. And then so then today she wrote about her hair falling out, like postpartum, you know, whatever. And I'm like, oh yeah, and it never comes back is what I messaged her. And then she wrote me today, Tuesday at 10:48. God damn it is what she wrote. Like, she doesn't have to like send little things, you know, no, but please do because I love it so much.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like.
Why don't you get her on the show?
I love it. Well, I don't want to be like, will you come on my show, please? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. She doesn't know. I don't know.
Do it.
I don't know. I would love to go on her show
too.
She had Taryn Manning on, I just saw.
I know.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but
I have to watch that. Apparently it was really good. Taryn is opening up about a lot of stuff, which I'm very curious to listen to. You know, when someone just is like,
is this God stuff or
no, just spilling
or because of God, she's now
like, well, just I think a human being going, you know what? I'm not going to shut the fuck up anymore. In this industry, we're so fucking scared, or this world, we're so scared to tell the truth of what we've been through, whether it was negative or positive. Mostly negative are the things that we're terrified of telling.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I mean, you saw me like, you know, a couple, I mean, even that episode last episode, I was like, let's just cut that out just because I just don't know. But
yeah, guys, that's what. So last week, if you listen, there was like funny elevator music playing. It was because Scout had diarrhea of the mouth for a moment.
I shared
and
a story.
Shared a story that might have really hurt someone.
Yeah, so, it just wasn't my. I mean, it was. I was a part of the story, but also someone else was a part of the story. So I was like, you know what?
Right.
Fuck it. I was like, I'm not like, that's not, I'm not going to. Got to be careful with that sort of stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to share that story. It's fine. It just,
I know.
That'll just be, it was funny because I watched Florence Pugh and Austin Butler and Zendaya and Chalamet. I saw them doing an interview and
all together
for Dune, the new movie that they have coming out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they're doing a bunch of press and, you know, Florence and Austin seem really, really close and they're like, giggling and telling secrets. And one of the questions was, tell us a story about you guys hanging off of set that you wouldn't want anyone knowing about.
Well, duh. No, you're not going
to
do that.
I know. So they were all giggling. They were all giggling. And Chalamet's like trying to tell it. And then he's like, I'll let Florence and Austin tell you what it is. And Florence is like looking at Austin. And I don't know what it was, but you can tell it was one of those nights that you're just not going to talk about. But because you can't, you just can't.
But you're
talk about it.
I know. But you're dying but to you're, know. You're dying to tell people.
Yeah, but you're dying to, like, if you fucking knew this, like, you would think this is so cool. But like, I can't because I'm in this industry and I'm in this limelight, and I just can't share these things because people, you know, will judge you sometimes for it.
Sometimes.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. So we were talking about social media and how that stuff's like influencing kids, you know, the Minecraft and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were trying to like pass this bill. I mean, in general, not even just TikTok or these or video games or whatever. I think that social media is just has destroyed everything. I think it's fucking destroyed the world. I think the world is going to come to a fucking end. And it's going to be destroyed. I mean, the parade yesterday, if you guys are watching this a couple days later. What is going to happen, people? What is going to happen? Like, what is the world going to look like in 10 years, in 20 years? We're going to be living in bubbles. No one's going to be able to go anywhere because if human contact is going to cause some sort of illness, it's going to kill us at some point. And where they can't figure out how to fix it because it's, I don't know, thinning the herd, and then we're not going to be able to go to any social gatherings. Everything's going to have to be virtual.
Yeah, like, but how are we going to do this? That? Whose fault is this? Us.
I don't know.
Us.
Not all of us.
Us. It's all of us. It's every single one of us. We are all affecting all of this, you know? Like, we can only blame ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, we can really only blame ourselves for every single one of those topics. Unfortunately. So, of course, we're going to get what we get in the future. There's not there. I mean, and then eventually it's going to be the fucking world's going to explode.
But I mean,
we're going to be
really
extinct.
It's not. But I don't think it's not all of us. You know, like there were 3 shooters yesterday.
I know.
There were 600 or 6,000. I don't remember how many police officers there were yesterday. It's like you can't.
I'm not saying that all of us have instincts for all of, I'm just saying that we all like even with like social media with, I'm not talking about the shooting. That's a whole different thing. Like social media and AI and the tech advancing the way that it's advancing. Like we all have a responsibility in that, or we all have been a reason that is growing as fast as it's growing and getting to where it is, you know?
It's going so fast that I don't like the world that I'm living in. I mean, I don't like the technology. I don't like the people. I don't like I don't like the earth cams. Like I don't understand why this is like, I don't know. It's just,
you know what
doing
you sound
more
like?
Harm than it is good. Like an old fucking person.
Yeah. Like you sound like
someone
our grandparents,
like my grandma.
Like we're with us when we were kids going, I don't like this. I don't like how
I don't like it.
But it's true.
I know. But I felt like the stuff that they liked was stuff that like they were like, oh, like a VCR. Like it made their life easier. I don't know if the stuff is making our lives easier. It doesn't feel like my life's getting easier. It feels like it's getting more difficult, more stressful, and more complicated. And that you're just putting hearts. You just heart.
It does it on the fucking Zoom? Guys,
it on the Zoom.
Download Patreon. This is fucking nuts. This is nuts. So what do you think of those goggles? Those goggles that go over your face now.
I don't know anything about
them. Oh my God.
Them.
They're so you wear them. You wear these goggles. I don't know. I probably should find the fucking name for them. You wear these goggles. Everybody knows what these fucking things are. And you can walk, but it's all your... It's like pretty much a phone in goggle form. Like you can pull up Google and people will be like Googling things as they're walking. You pull up your phone.
Oh, great.
Writing. They're writing things. They're checking their Instagram. They're watching TV while they're
doing
their computer work.
More ways for people to get hit by a fucking car,
well, no,
right?
You
more.
Can see
more ways.
I know. It's you can.
No, you can't. It's like you can't drive and text, but we're going to do this for you so you can read while you walk.
Yeah.
Because reading with on the phone down here isn't enough. Because how many people have you almost hit in Los Angeles for just blatantly crossing the fucking street?
Yeah.
And you guess what? You're the one that goes to jail.
I know. That's crazy. I think about that all the time. I'm like, it's like when jaywalkers run. I'm like, it's
of course.
That's what I yell at them. It would be me. I would get in trouble. Yep. I get in trouble if I fucking don't slam my brakes hard enough to miss you.
That's right. Like, and then they're running in front of cars or trying to get you to do that.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I was talking last night when I had my studio in Studio City, and there was, you've heard of the term ambulance chasers, right?
Mm.
There's like, it's like people, it's like, an example, an ambulance chaser would be like, so this, well, this is a little bit different than that, I guess. People doing things for money, like jumping in front of cars or slamming on their brakes to get rear-ended by a nice car so then they can go to insurance and claim that they have injuries so they can sue them and get their money. Like, that's the kind of shit that, you know, that kind of stuff. Oh my God, why? I, you know what? I just had too much on my mind this morning.
No, you edible.
Oh, so we're talking about I had the studio. No, that's not it. I had the studio. Oh. And when I was there, there was like letters sent out to the neighborhood in Studio City that there is a guy that has an attorney that comes in a wheelchair, and if you are not ADA compliant or he has any issues with anything at all in your place of business, he'll contact the city and he'll sue you. Even if he's not really trying to come into your place.
Wait, what?
So there's just stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh.
So we're always on the lookout for the guy in the wheelchair because he's done it to a lot of people. But there's just, I don't understand.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I don't understand the bad people.
There's
I don't
a point
understand.
Of like, you know, standing up for people's rights and all that stuff. But then
Yes. When
you're doing something like that to an extent, I don't know. There's a time, there's a place, and there's a way of doing things.
There's a lot of people, I think, in the world now that do things to behoove them. Mm-hmm. If there has to be an outcome for them in it.
Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. Unless you're actually, if you're in a program, you're probably one of the only people that are doing things of service for others without expecting anything in return. But other than being in a program, I don't really know a lot of people that are just genuinely like kind and giving and do things without putting it on the person's tab. Or, you know, I always wonder when someone asks for a favor or something, like, what am I going to have to do?
Oh, that's such a shitty way to think. Because I think that way too. It's, God, we as humans, as society got that way to thinking of like, obviously someone's asking me for something. So it's like our first instinct.
Just ask me. Yeah.
What am I going to have to do to get what I want? Ooh, that makes me the ick. Such ick. Ugh. I mean,
that's the way the world works.
I guess, but
you know?
It should not be that way.
No. But like, look I don't know. And then even just looking at like, you know, the 70s and like, I'm guessing that when you grew up in the 50s, when you were like a woman at our age in the 50s, then the 70s came, like how jarring that was for that generation. And to feel like, oh my God, there's women burning their bras and like ripping off their shirt. There's all sexual liberation. Like there's all this stuff going on that is very, very, very frightening. Like this is going to be, you know, what kind of women that we're turning into, like, this is the way the world is going to look, you know, and then it went back the other way, obviously. And then feminism came in and then it all got all fucking out of balance again. And there's a nice easy medium in there, I believe. That's just me. I'm also like, you know, Susie Homemaker over here. So I come at it, you know, I still like grab the plates when I have guests over. I still grab the plates from the men first. I expect the women around the table to come help me like clean up the kitchen. But when the man comes in to clean up the kitchen, if it's other than my husband, I'm like, no, sit down. Yeah, that's just,
my household is different over here.
I know. Trust me. But I mean, I still do everyone's laundry and clean out the fridge and go to the grocery, do the grocery shopping. And fucking David changes my oil and fucking is out doing, you know, fucking laying stone in the backyard. And he makes sure our house is safe and runs well and the bills are paid.
I have
and,
it like, so good
he
over here.
He does the man stuff. You do.
Tom, I love you so much.
I do. I do. So we did the dishes together last night.
I know. I'm like, when I do the dishes, I'm very proud of myself.
Oh my God.
But I'm like, I helped Tom. But his
oh my God. Wait, let's talk about this. I want to pick. Wait,
but
hold
his
on,
thing because is, I had this he conversation likes to do with someone things the other day. For me. That's his way of showing love. Mine is like affection. So our constant thing is like, you don't need to do things for me. Just fucking.
I like to do
affection.
Things for love too. Affection. Like that's what I need. David likes to give gifts.
Yeah.
I also like words of affirmation. He probably needs that, but will never admit to that. So I have a harder time giving words of affirmation.
Yeah.
So this is what. So, wait. How do I? I'll think about it. Never mind.
Weed brain.
Go on to something else while I think about the story.
Weed brain.
No. I'm like, how do I have this? How do I bring? How do
also,
I?
We should have made anyway. This one is like a drinking game of how weed brain Danielle.
Many times will Danielle comes forget in what she's trying.
Well, do we
to
have
say.
Any questions? Because I know you got a couple. We've got a couple of questions that came in, and I'd love to get to those because, bitch, we've been talking for 43 minutes.
What happens? We've got so much going on.
Okay, 43 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was just a comment, but that was really funny. Actually, I don't think we have any that I have in here.
Really,
Scout?
No, yeah, we do. So. We got a couple of them. You're just way better at reading these fucking things. Hold
are
on.
Are you on our email? Or are you on Instagram?
I am on our email. Do you see that Cody one? We read that one. What about the Kaylee?
That was just a comment that I thought was really interesting. Oh, I'll read this.
What about Daniel?
Let me see. Yeah, so we read this one. Here we go. Dear Danielle and Scout, hello. I've been a longtime listener of the podcast. Absolutely love your show. I love the double entendre of the name of the show, Talk Scary, because you guys always talk about things that are scary in the real world that not too many people have the cojones to talk about with everyday people. So thank you. In recent episodes, you've talked about the importance of mental health and therapy and overall just taking care of yourselves and self-love. I've always wanted to do therapy, but have never made the effort to actually start until this year. I am a new client to it, so it hasn't been too long yet, but so far so good. I'm just looking to get a fresh perspective on things and finding ways to improve on myself as a person, etc. Recently, you guys talked about forming judgments about other people in our minds before we actually get to know them. I'm guilty of this too. My question to you both is, has anybody ever come up to you and said, quote, I thought you were this or I thought you were that, but I was totally wrong? How did that play out? I hope to meet you both someday. Until then, I will keep listening. Take care. Thanks again, Daniel. Have you had anybody say
congrats
that to you?
On therapy, baby?
Yes, congrats. That's awesome. It's so good.
I know it's always nervous, but it's trust me, it'll feel if you just keep on going. You just keep on going. Yeah,
just like Nemo.
I get that all the time.
What do they think you are, and what do they?
A bitch.
Really? People will say like,
yeah,
"I thought you were
I'm
a bitch."
Bitchy. People think I'm like really bitchy. That's why it's really helped social media. Let's just the things that have helped social media, like having Instagram and people getting to know my personality and this podcast. People like are like, oh, fuck, she's actually like a fucking dork and a weirdo and nutso and crazy. She's not as an or people are like, they think I'm really intimidating. Yeah. So And I think it's not fans or stuff like that. It's mostly just strangers or like other actors that just have had like this perspective of me, which is so strange because that's...
Well, they're probably just hearing through the grapevine from people that are jealous of you.
That I'm a bitch.
Yeah, that you're a bitch.
That Scout is a fucking bitch. I'm trying to think of like in scenarios when I have been a bitch. I don't think I've been bitchy. I've just been like, I've just have stood up for people in a very stern way. Like I'll stand up for crew. Like if I'm the lead actor and I hear from crew that they haven't gotten paid and I'll be like, well, then I'm not coming to set until this crew gets paid.
Do you stand up for yourself that way?
No, baby, but that's why I'm going to therapy. Cue therapy.
Yes.
Do we have a commercial about therapy? Should go right here.
We should.
That's funny. Yeah, I'd like to take that more into my life and do that more for myself.
Those who can't do teach.
Yes. Really? Still, let's just circle back to when Tom and I ate pizza after shitting and vomiting our brains out.
Yes.
We're still learning here, Danielle. Also, take it back to you're going to teach me how to cook when I move to Austin. We're still learning over here, okay? Maybe I'll get it in 5 years.
That's not standing up for yourself, though. That's like, you know, just needing
to grow
up a little bit.
I think that, yeah, I'm still growing up. Growing up.
So speaking of growing up, that's a perfect segue into my comments that people give me are, you're so short. I thought you looked so much taller on TV. And I'm always shocked by that comment. You know why? Because I work with giant men. Always. Uh-huh.
But are you in apple boxes?
No, not with them. They need to look bigger. No.
I'm literally thinking that I have to put you on an apple box for one scene.
Yeah, I'm talking about the killers in the movies. I'm not talking about none of the actors are like giant. They're all, you know, 5'10", 5'11". Like they're not, a lot of the actors, they're not that tall.
Yeah.
But I do a considerable amount of movies with like the Kane Hodders and the Glenn Jacobs and the Tyler Maines, and like the killers are usually quite a bit larger than me. So I'm always shocked, like, wow, if you thought I was bigger on screen, then how big do you think these guys are? They must be giants. And yeah, Tyler's the tallest out of them, but like, you have to know I'm pretty tiny in stature, especially next to these guys. So when they think I'm bigger, but I also think like maybe it's a personality thing that I don't carry myself teeny frail. So I see women all the time or men that are like, I mean, more women obviously that are my height or a little bit taller. And I'm like, God, that girl's so tiny. And then I stand up and I'm like, holy shit, she's taller than me. But they look so tiny. Some women just seem teeny. And I wonder if that offends you. Any ladies that are listening, when I put my arm around you to take a picture and you're my size and I'm like, oh my God, you're tiny like me. Or you're my size. I hope that doesn't offend you the way sometimes it's offended me when someone has said, oh my God, you're so tiny. Because I'm hoping that like I'm just saying like we're just like each other. Like I got you.
Going off of what you said, those tall men, like whenever I'm sitting next to Tyler or Kane or whatever, these giants or James, they always get, oh my God, you're so big. So I think they don't think these big dudes are as big as they appear on TV.
Okay, maybe.
So it probably seems like a balance, you know? Yeah. And I think when we also find remarks that are offend us or just make us like, ugh, just don't say that, it's because we've heard it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again in our lifetime. I think that's so funny.
I mean, I get some people, some guys will come up, whatever, and they'll look at like one of the sexier pictures and they're like, is that you? That's not you. Is that you? So and you sit there and you're like,
shut the fuck up.
Yep, that's me. Yeah, thank God they didn't say, naked, like, that guys was taken a long time ago. You know, or when was that taken? Like, they haven't gone that far, thank God, yet. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, I've gotten that.
Really?
I've gotten that, but not on a sexy photo.
Oh.
I guess, you know, I'm a chameleon. Like,
yeah,
nobody ever recognizes me.
Because you look different all the time.
I can recognize you, man.
Of course, because I look the same. You.
I know, but I don't. It's so weird. Don't. Like every color just makes me look
every color hair makes you look completely different.
So different. So like I always people don't recognize me half the fucking time.
Right.
Or I like the fucking I'll be same. Next to a handler and they'll be like, "Is that you?" And they'll be like, "No, it's her." And I'm like, "Hey.
Hi." Oh, and they've come up to me too and been like, "When is she going to be here?" And it's like, that's me.
I'm right here.
They're like, that's you. But it's more like they're looking at a picture of me as a kid and they can't quite grasp that I'm 46. 46? Yeah, 46, you know. What are you doing for your birthday, by the way? Scout's birthday is coming up, everybody. If you want to send her love to 21.
Send me wedding money. Because I hate this fucking movie. So I am being surprised.
Okay.
But I know the surprise.
Oh. Why do you know it?
Well, it's fine. Next week, I am scouting. I'm literally scouting my entire birthday day. I'm going to be going to location to location. I think it's 9 locations.
You're
scouting.
With that's good.
All of my heads. That's what I'm doing. But so this weekend, a few of my friends and Tom and I are going to go, where do you think,
to Danielle? Disneyland. Disneyland.
Fuck yeah, bitches. I'm going to get wasted on some micheladas.
She's going to get drunk, and then she's going to bitch next week when I talk to her that
how hungover I am.
Hungover, and she went to Disneyland, she got drunk, and she was miserable the next 2 days, and she's got food poisoning, and she's barfing and whatever.
Yeah, that's just get ready for that.
Remember we were talking about like 10 minutes ago that you've got to grow up, just grow up. Here's a good start.
Well, I can't help it that I enjoy having alcohol, but I get hangovers. Am I supposed to just not drink alcohol?
Yeah.
Really? Do people do that?
Well, they don't. You don't want to do things that make you sick. Do you think a drug addict's like, well, I enjoy taking fentanyl. Sorry that it makes me like fucking pass out and convulse on the street. Is that bad? Should I stop taking fentanyl? I'm just kidding.
Okay, we went a little fucking extreme here. Okay, I get it. But that's a bummer.
Maybe figure out a something to take in between to like help you.
Baby,
you do take
I have.
It. I know.
I have. Trust me, grandma over here is popping fucking vitamins.
I mean,
like
it's
downing
be...
in electrolytes, like downing like little shots that are supposed to help you.
It just has to be worth it. Pick and choose the times where you want to like go
That's
for
what I've
it
been
when
doing.
You know the next day you don't have anything to do.
That's me. Saturday, I've got nothing on Sunday.
Okay.
And nothing on Monday.
Okay. So you're okay.
So I got 2 days. Well, actually, no, I have something on Monday. Fuck. But nothing on Sunday.
And you're prepping a fucking movie that we're starting in a couple days after that. So don't say you don't have anything to do.
Well, yeah, but I have 2 days to like feel better. And I have a whole entire week that I'm going to be prepping. I mean, Tuesdays are only day that we're doing Tech Scout. And then my DP, Andy, and I are going to be together for days and days and days and days after that, leading up to our first day, which starts with you, baby.
Woohoo.
Are you excited?
Is it the diner stuff? What's your first day?
No, your first day is going to be your apartment.
Hmm.
Light.
I got to get my butt. I got to get my body ready.
Kind of light. It's like your apartment stuff is pretty light.
Yeah. Should I get a spray tan?
You don't have to get a spray tan. I think your color is nice. It just depends on whatever you want to feel. I can, you know what I might do after this recording, which we've been talking for an hour, I'll send you your location sets so you can kind of see what the vibe is.
Okay, do that.
You can see that.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Well,
this is exciting. Thank you guys for listening. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Don't forget to
subscribe. Submit your questions.
Yes. podcast@talkscarytome.com. Please send in those stories and those questions. Please, 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 please. We need them. We want them. We love them.
It could be, send in questions about horror movies. Send in questions about, you know, genre stuff. You don't have to always send in sex questions. Don't feel like we have to, always talk about that stuff. We barely talked about it today.
I know. Look at that.
Talked about making movies. Love it. All right, guys. Happy Tuesday.
Woohoo. Bye-bye.
Bye.